Drop the subject.
Okay, drop the subject on the new Channel Q with Ali Johnson and Jared Hill. I just posted the video of supposed
of maybe Mariah Carey.
So if you go to DTS Show on Twitter and Instagram, the video is up on Instagram story and on Twitter. So if you could take a look and let me know who the hell this is, that would be very helpful.
Okay, so we've got that. We need to figure out who this person is because neither one of us knows. But we have this really cool story that's coming out of coming out of Twitter. It's been a viral video that's been going around. There's a young boy in Minnesota, and he is autistic, and he's a nonverbal autistic boy. So his family was quite surprised when all of a sudden he started singing the lyrics to a song.
It was just a 9-second tweet, but for 4-year-old Daniel's mother, she was sharing a miracle.
And girl, I started crying. The tears were flowing down my face. They were dropping off my chin and hitting the top of his head.
Daniel was singing the hit Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. And because Daniel is autistic and mostly nonverbal, this was huge.
And it let us all know, which we didn't know before, that he could learn without being taught, that he could hear something and remember it and then recall it to you.
So this story is pretty incredible because Shaletta has 4 kids. 3 of them have autism.
Wow.
And so in the story, they talk about how Daniel is, he has just progressed a little bit more slowly than his brother, his other siblings. And so we actually have Shaletta on the phone, and I'm so excited to talk to her. Shaletta, are you there?
I am here. Oh, I love your show. Thank you guys for having me on. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being on. So tell us a little bit about Daniel.
Oh, my God. Daniel is just, like, the cutest little thing. He's like Bruno Mars. I tell you, my husband wants a DNA test to make sure it's really his child because he's just like Bruno Mars. But Daniel was diagnosed with autism when he was just 1 year old.
Okay.
And he gets really intense therapy, behavior therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy. If there's anything with therapy on the end of the word, then we've paid for it.
Okay.
And he just hasn't made that much progress. He may be able to string 3 words together.
Okay.
But for instance, he fractured his foot one time and he wasn't able to tell us that his foot was hurting.
Oh, okay. One
of the therapists just kind of noticed that he was kind of limping a little bit, and so he can't even point to his foot and say foot hurt. You know, he's still in diapers at 4 years old. He's still drinking out of a bottle. We're still spoon feeding him pureed food, and so we're trying everything we can, guys, and we just don't see the progress that we're getting in the other children. And so I've got 3 other kids besides Daniel, and they love Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. It's like those two guys live at our house because the children are always listening to it. And so, you know, they do karaoke. They wake up to it. They go to bed to it. That's their lullaby. It's not no Mary Had a Little Lamb over here. It's Old Town Road when I'm putting the kids to sleep at night.
Billy Ray Cyrus is putting your kids to sleep every night.
Exactly.
Right. And I'm the one with the ache and break your heart, okay?
So Shaletta, tell us, how did this happen? Like, how did you recognize this and get video of it?
Oh my God. So I'm in the kitchen doing laundry, and I'm from the South. So when you're at home doing chores, you wear something called a duster. It's the whole house gown that buttons up the front with the flowers and the butterflies on it.
Yes.
So Daniel is one of those autistic kids. He doesn't a lot of times notice if somebody's in the room. So for instance, he'll sit in the corner and just open and close eggshells or prescription bottles, which that's probably a bad idea, but I'm trying to keep the house quiet, or cups. And so the dusters that I wear, the gowns with the buttons on the front, he'll come in and just stand there while I'm doing dishes or laundry. And for an hour, he'll just open and shut the buttons by himself, you know, and won't talk.
Just like playing with things.
And that's just kind of soothing. Right. It's like it's me and mommy time. And so he was opening and closing those buttons, and I heard him humming the tune. And I thought, okay, did I smoke crack last night and I forgot? Or is my baby singing Old Town Road? And he was indeed humming the tune. And the next thing I knew, the words start coming. And this was a big deal because it took us 6 months to teach him the letter A.
Wow.
2 or 3 months to teach him the color red. And here, without any instruction, he had learned, picked up these words all on his own.
That's so cool. So then
what you're saying is that Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X need to open their own facility
what
to help
center for special needs children.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just
yeah.
put Old Town Road over and over again and give them some cowboy boots and a hat, girl. Everybody yeah. be cured. Wipe out autism.
So, Shaletta, you got this great video of Daniel singing the song, and you put it on Twitter, and it's kind of caught on like wildfire. Talk to me about the feedback you've been getting, and how did this happen this way?
Oh, my God. So he was standing underneath me with the buttons, and he was singing, and I wanted to be in the moment. You know, so many times things happen, and we pull out the phone, and we are looking at it through the phone. But I've been waiting 4 years for my baby to talk. I don't want to look at that through a phone.
Yeah.
So I quickly grabbed like 2 or 3, 10 seconds, whatever you said it was, the video.
9 seconds,
and I threw
yeah.
that phone on the other side of the room, and I looked at that with my own eyes.
Oh.
And, y'all, I cried. I'm trying not to cry now, but
oh.
I cried. And the tears were coming down my face, and they were meeting on his hair because he was sitting underneath me. And he couldn't say, like, Mommy, my head is wet.
So
I was slobbering and crying and snotting. It was all going on his head. And so he just kept patting his head like, will somebody please wipe Mama's snot off top of my head?
So then you tweeted it out, and it's caught on like wildfire now.
And it's so amazing because with all the divisiveness and, you know, politics and, you know, the abortion debate, people are going at each other like crazy. We got 117 people running for president. This has really brought people together.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
I've got grown men telling me that they're crying.
Yeah, we all need stories like this to keep us sane in this world. What's fascinating to me is my wife actually works with this community. She's in the mental health world, and they always talk about how the system is very difficult to navigate and how some people are getting the care that they need and other people aren't. And you say, so you have three children that are on the spectrum in various degrees. So how hard has it been for you to get this? Like you say, any kind of therapy is what I'm putting them through. Is that all out of pocket? Is that all you doing that? Or is the system helping you in any way?
Girl, let me tell you something. They give you this autism diagnosis and they tell you, have a great day. And then you walk outside to the parking lot with their paperwork and your child, and you're like, what next?
Right.
And you have no idea. And so what I found is that I learned from other mothers. You know, when I see mothers who have kids making progress, I just, what are you doing? Who are you seeing? Where do you go? And I make note of that, but I'm relentless, y'all. I'm crazy about my kids. I'm the crazy mom. So if there's something out there for them, I go and get it. And what I've told my husband and what we believe is it's all about access and information. First, you got to get the information to know what you need to access.
So how did you find
this?
How did you find all this information?
Right.
Like, if there are other moms out there that are like
Google. Mamas tapping people on the shoulder, talking to teachers, talking to different therapists, going to a bunch of different places, just not giving up. Just keep asking questions. One more question. Well, one more person. Well, one more visit. Well, can I take a tour? And it is, y'all, it is draining. It's
yeah.
hard work. And a lot of people don't want to do the work, but it takes a lot of work to figure out exactly what your children need and then where you go to get it and then how you're going to pay for it. And what my husband, Sean, and I have done, you guys, is we do free workshops for parents who have special needs kids. You know, we go to churches, we go to community groups, and when I tell you people are sitting on the floor, they're sitting on each other's laps trying to get in there and get that information. You know, we have workshops where we teach people how to apply for scholarships. There's organizations that pay for therapies that aren't covered by the insurance, like music therapy or alternative medicine or supplements. That stuff gets expensive after a couple of years. Well, there's organizations that pay for that. Well, how do you find them? Well, where
yeah.
do I go? Or how do I apply? Well, you know what? We do free workshops. We pay for the printing. We pay for the copies.
So,
you know,
Shaletta,
we take the time, the sitters, all that.
Wow.
We do that for people who are like us.
That
Shaletta,
is real so needed.
I'm almost out of time, and I know you have,
yeah.
I'm sure you're going to be talking about all of this stuff. You have a podcast called Two Hot Mamas. That's H-A-U-T-E. We just tweeted out your the video from your, the viral video that you have.
Oh, my baby.
We just tweeted it out. I want to thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this conversation and for sharing your son's video with us. And I know it's been a very emotional thing for you. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you guys. And keep up the good work. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love you.